Digital Media Insider, Episode 13, May 24, 2007. Welcome to Digital Media Insider from O'Reilly.com. On our website, we explore the future of audio, video, and photography to help you get more creative with technology. I'm David Bettino, and I edit the audio section of the site. Today's show is called Seize the Rhythm. One of the best techniques I learned in my electronic music classes was how to listen for the music that's all around us. The sigh of tires on the pavement. The rhythm of a simple toothbrush. I'm especially fascinated by the unconscious rhythms in speech. For example, here's Charlie Rose interrupting Henry Kissinger.
Which?
And
notice how it matches up perfectly with a drum loop. I often use that loop in jam sessions for a change of pace. I recorded the original Kissinger loop by plugging a toy sampling keyboard into my TV. But sometimes the sounds just come to you without any effort. Here's a rhythmic answering machine message. Not surprisingly, it came from a drummer.
Hi, excuse me, David.
Again, looping the recording emphasizes the beat.
Hi, excuse me, David. Excuse me, David. Excuse me, David. Excuse me.
I keep a folder of these little loops on my hard drive so they're easy to plug into projects. Here, the answering machine message helps drive a song.
Hi, excuse me, David. Excuse me, David. Excuse me, David.
Here's another cool speech rhythm I came across while chopping the ums out of a podcast. I combined that with some drums and chords in Ableton Live to produce this piece. If you listen closely, you can hear three other vocal loops, including the O'Reilly.com blog synthesizer and a rhythmic laugh. I used Live's beat repeat and filter delay effects to add variety.
All the best and brightest come. All the best and brightest come. All the best and brightest come.
Some artists go much deeper with their rhythmic loops. Amy X. Newberg built this track by brushing her teeth.
I can brush you off with a flake of a wrist. I can feel my skin of its suntan.
That was Every Little Stain by Amy X. Newberg from her album Residue. See the show notes at digitalmedia.oreilly.com for links. Often, the rhythms in speech don't jump out until you accidentally juxtapose them with music. Here's a recording of producer Albie Galutin talking about digital cars of the future. I recorded the interview for my book, The Art of Digital Music.
You buy a car, it's got, you know, the top 3,000 songs.
When I dropped in some background music to make the DVD that comes with the book, I was surprised to hear Galutin's words line up perfectly.
Buy a car, it's got, you know, the top. Buy a car, it's got, you know, the top.
Here's a more subtle example from my interview with Ikutaro Kakahashi, the founder of Roland Corporation. He's explaining why musicians need a more creative form of hardware and software, which he calls artware. Again, notice how the words slip right into the beat of the music.
So, hardware, software, like a computer too, but music, we need hardware.
One interviewee even managed to rhyme. This is Marty O'Donnell, who creates music and sound effects for the Xbox Halo games.
When I walked around, I realized, well, I'm, you know, the wind basically sounds the same every time it blows. You know, the crow cawing essentially sounds like a crow cawing every time it crows.
These environmental music examples pop up again and again. One afternoon, I was exploring a new keyboard when I heard a cool metallic accent. I quickly realized that the sound wasn't coming from the keyboard. It was a high school baseball team across the street, taking batting practice with their aluminum bats. But I liked the effect so much, I programmed it into the sound. Later on, I was interviewing sound designer Jennifer Huska for my book, and I told her the baseball story. She then shared her own story about rhythmic juxtapositions, which you can hear in this clip from the Art of Digital Music DVD.
I remember learning about that phenomenon in college. It was like theory, 102 or 103 or something, and I had this really great composition teacher, and she was really out there. She was from California, and she was a Zen Buddhist, and it was really, and, you know, I thought she was very cool. And she taught us sort of about that effect, and, you know, that indeterminacy. And I remember being so fascinated by that concept. And I think it changed the way that I listened from that point on. And now I'm constantly aware of the sound that's happening around me, and it always is fusing together, you know, no matter what I'm doing, you know, outside of the studio, at the dinner table, you know. And there's so much rhythm there, you know, and sometimes it comes together in really, really interesting ways.
You may have noticed another happy accident in that soundtrack. Just after Jennifer mentions California, a voice yells, "We're going to California!" I had loaded up Ableton Live with some samples of Howard Dean's Meltdown speech, and when I was composing the soundtrack, I accidentally brushed the key that triggered the California sample. Once again, it fit the rhythm perfectly, so I left it in. You've been listening to Digital Media Insider, the official podcast of the O'Reilly Digital Media site. Visit us at digitalmedia.oreilly.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, and let us know what creative technologies you'd like to explore. As always, I wrote this music using software that I learned about while editing articles for the site. See the show notes for links. For O'Reilly Digital Media, I'm David Bettina.